This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, also a practicing physician. We want to get his thoughts on what he expects to happen in what is generally considered a more active lame duck session than we see in most Congresses. Obviously, part of the reason for that is that Democrats are enjoying much better numbers now in both chambers, and in fact will lose control of the House at the end of the year. And Senator, it's great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, let's start with the issue that, first of all, actually happened on Monday on your very first day back in this lame duck session. That was the vote on the food bill, the FDA looking for a little more power, a little more oversight. Some small family farmers very worried about this legislation. Others think it might be just a little too much government overreach. Attached to that was also an earmark ban sponsored by Senator Coburn, taking them one at a time. What did you make of the FDA bill, and what about the earmark ban?
Well, number one, I voted for the earmark ban. I've voted for that now 14 times since I've been here. I think that earmarks are a gateway to additional spending, and we need to get the spending under control. That's what the voters told all of America this time, is that you need to cut the spending. It's probably our problem here is it's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem in Washington. And I was very surprised that Senator Reid chose to go with a food bill at a time when the voters all around the country said it's time to focus on jobs, the economy, the debt, and the spending. And as we were into this lame duck session, it is interesting the long laundry list of potential debates and discussions we're going to have in the Senate, when actually what we need to do is make sure that the American folks know we're going to keep tax rates down and freeze the spending.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those economic issues. First of all, on the Bush tax cuts, we keep hearing so many different things about what the administration may or may not be willing to agree to. Now we're hearing that it's possible that they could go for extending all the Bush tax cuts if Republicans go along with their version of extending unemployment benefits. And I know most in your party would like to see it paid for before it's approved. What do you expect to happen?
Well, there was a, as you know, there was a meeting today at the White House with the president and the leaders of both parties. The I think you shouldn't raise taxes on anybody in the middle of economic times like these. And you know, all across the country, Americans care a lot less about the White House than they care about their own house. And that's what I'm focused on, is the homes all around the state of Wyoming and the country, people that are concerned about jobs and the economy and need some certainty. And they need to hear from Washington that we're going to keep taxes down, freeze spending, and then this lame duck session, it ought to be over.
In terms of where the Senate stands right now, a lot of folks believe that if the Democrats had the votes to extend all but the top bracket of the Bush income tax cuts, they would have done that. So does this mean that basically Republicans have the upper hand here?
Well, Republicans believe that you shouldn't raise taxes on anybody in the middle of economic times like these. We need to freeze spending, keep tax rates down for everyone, and focus on the issues that that need immediate attention. And when Harry Reid and the Democrats, you know, want to talk about college incentives for illegal immigrants, gays in the military, putting firefighters in a union, that's not where we ought to be spending our time. The American people spoke on Election Day, and it sounds to me like the Democrats still haven't gotten that message.
You mentioned a couple issues that probably will, though, come up in this lame duck session. One, on Tuesday, the Pentagon releasing its report on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and Secretary Gates suggesting that the Senate take this up before the end of the year. Others say this needs to go through the proper process, have committees investigate this. We can't just jump into it. What do you expect to happen there?
Well, I expect that we should focus on the things that need attention immediately, which are tax rates and the spending, and the other issues need to wait. And that's one of them, the gays in the military, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the so-called DREAM Act, which is college incentives for illegal immigrants, the whole treaty with Russia, which is another potentially lengthy debate that I know the president wants. So they almost have too many things on the plate to get it all done before Christmas.
A couple follows on what you just pointed out there on some other issues. First of all, in terms of the taxes, we talked about the Bush income tax cuts. What effort is there underway, if at all, to address some of these other expiring tax cuts, namely estate taxes, which will come back fiercely if nothing's done next year? Also, the alternative minimum tax, dividend taxes, capital gains taxes, that sort of thing.
Well, all of them are very important, and I think out of the White House meeting today, the leaders were each to appoint one person to go and sit down and try to work through that. And Senator John Kyle has been named as the person for the Senate Republicans, and I know he's going to go and talk about all of those issues that you've raised, not just the income tax levels, but also the capital gains, the dividends, the alternative minimum tax, and of course, the death tax.
So do you expect something to be voted on before the end of the session?
Well, I think that's where we ought to focus our efforts, on the things that people need, the certainty in their lives. What are the tax rates going to be in all of these different areas? And focus on that right now and put off some of these other issues that really are not on the minds of the American voters.
You mentioned the START Treaty. That's another issue the president has lobbied hard for in the past few weeks. Again, it hasn't necessarily gone through the proper channels, but obviously he sees the political reality right now and what it will be in a few weeks, and sees a more favorable climate for getting that two-thirds majority right now. What do you believe is the right move on this START Treaty from what you know of it to this point?
Now, I voted against it in the Foreign Relations Committee. They need 67 votes on the Senate floor. I think that it is not ready to be approved by the Senate. I have great concerns about our ability as a nation to defend ourselves. And I'm not so concerned about Russia as I am about Iran and as I am about North Korea. I mean, look what's happened in the most recent days with North Korea and their offensive efforts against South Korea. And, you know, when you look at rogue states developing and trying to develop nuclear weapons, we need to be able to defend ourselves. And the preamble of the START Treaty impacts on our ability as a nation to defend ourselves with missiles. And I think it's unacceptable. I brought an amendment to the Foreign Relations Committee to say, get that out. You know, the Secretary Clinton and the President say, well, the preamble doesn't mean anything. Look at the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. We the people. It means something. It absolutely means something. And the Russians believe that the preamble is meaningful and binding. So I'm unwilling at this time to say, oh, yes, it's okay on START.
We're talking with Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. And Senator, I know an issue, obviously, that you've been a leader on in discussing and debating has been the health care issue, which, of course, passed earlier in the year. And a lot of Republicans ran for election or reelection this year, promising to do their best to repeal that. As you look forward to the new Congress, what do you believe are the odds of either defunding it or perhaps at least chipping away at it a little bit, whether it's the 1099 issue for small businesses or some other things?
Well, we're going to do everything we possibly can to take it apart, dismantle it, starve it, choke it, you name it. This needs to be repealed and replaced. Most recent polls, 58% of Americans want it repealed, only 31% are supporting. It is astonishing how the American people continue to realize day after day how bad this health care law is, because they see it, that every day there's some new unintended consequence. So we're going to go after that in so many different ways. And, you know, one of the things that the president says is so wonderful is that young people will be able to stay on their parents' insurance. And I saw just recently that one of the major unions that supported the bill is now going to drop 6,000 children from coverage, saying it's financially impossible to comply and meet with the requirements of the health care law. And we've seen many unions across the country now asking for and receiving waivers saying the health care shouldn't apply to us for this reason or that reason. And this health spending bill is going to be bad for patients and bad for the providers of health care and our nurses and doctors and bad for the taxpayers. So I can understand why all of these unions want waivers from the law, but I want to give everybody in America a waiver. And I think that the states ought to have a right to opt out of this completely.
Senator, so much to address in this lame duck session, and certainly once the new Congress takes hold in January. Thank you so much for giving us a preview of what we can expect.
Thanks, Greg.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, practicing physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.